Hello, welcome back to the Millennial Music Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Andre Flood, and I always start by saying this is probably going to be a quick episode, and I spend 30, 40 minutes talking, but today really is going to be a quick episode, at least I think, because I have to get to practicing. It's 4 p.m., 4 p.m. on a weekday. I have not picked up the guitar once, and if you know me, you know, I usually practice first thing in the morning, but sometime between 4:30 and 6 a.m. I start practicing and I go for 2 or 3 hours. So to be at 4 p.m. and to have not done anything, very rare for me. So I have to make this quick and get to that. And as you might be able to tell, today is weird because my entire schedule was thrown off. But that whole thing taught me something that I haven't really kind of thought about for a long time. And so I haven't even really formalized what this means or how it can be beneficial, but I need to talk through some of these ideas. A few things for context. I am a confident person, generally speaking, and I don't usually let fear stop me from doing things in general. The things that most people might let fear stop them from doing, like, you know, talking in front of people, performing, putting myself out there, whatever. But I am not a perfectly confident being, and there are things that give me an extreme sense of anxiety. For example, I don't love to fly. I wouldn't say that I have a real phobia of flying. I can get on a plane, and when it's important enough, I will get on a plane. But if I have an opportunity not to fly, I will almost always take it. I don't like to drive. I have my license. I have driven fairly large distances, cross states, so on and so forth. But I don't like it. I don't like regularly doing it, and so I don't. And whenever possible, I will take trains instead of driving. I don't own a car. I have no plans to own one soon, maybe until I have kids. These are some of the things that, you know, that people who are not me have an easy time dealing with that cause me some anxiety. Whereas other people might have a fear of public speaking, and I have no fear of that whatsoever. So I don't think I'm better than anyone in that regard. It's just that we all have our own things that trouble us, right? Another one of those things for me is going to the doctor in certain situations, but really it's going to the dentist. And I won't tell you how long it's been since I've been to the dentist because it's frankly kind of embarrassing. And if you think about hygiene, it's kind of gross. And yeah, I don't want you to think lesser of me. I do have a very rigorous cleaning my teeth habit, but in terms of going to the dentist, I'm so embarrassed in how long it's been. I have not even, I won't tell you. I just won't tell you. And so a couple of days ago, I was eating a Kind bar. It was like a salted caramel almond crunch Kind bar, which is amazingly delicious. You should find one and try it. And I took one bite into that bar, and one of my tooths on my right upper side, I think, chipped or something. And my mouth started hurting because of the chip. And today's Wednesday. Ever since that day, my right side has been somewhat uncomfortable, and I know I need to have this now addressed with either a filling or a crown or something. And there are other dental issues that I've had. Like I know that my wisdom teeth need to be removed, like most people. I promise this is eventually going to go somewhere useful for entrepreneurship, but all of this context makes sense. I promise. Give me a second. So when that happened on Sunday, you know, I knew I had to find a dentist and schedule a dentist appointment. And like I said, there are other things that need to be done in my mouth, like my wisdom teeth, but they don't cause me any pain. I keep them clean. And in general, my dental hygiene is good, despite the fact that I haven't been in a long time. Okay. Now, for me, scheduling a dentist appointment, going through finding out what my insurance is, because again, I use my health insurance so rarely, like I never need to go to the doctor for the most part, knock on wood, thankfully. There was a period in my life when I was dealing with a lot of physical injuries for almost a year and a half, wrist issues, and I had knee surgery and all types of stuff, elbow issues. And that was in my mid-20s. And that process of having to go to the doctor so often and having to see so many specialists and having surgery, that process taught me a lot about the fragility of human health and how you need to be more preventative. And I was being fairly reckless with myself. I was pushing myself too hard physically, and I paid the price. I learned my lessons. And since then, I've been a lot more diligent. And that's why I haven't needed to go to the doctor for such a long period of time. Okay. Since I so rarely see a doctor, the whole process of starting that is something that brought me anxiety, because I have to find my health insurance. I don't know what's going to be covered, what's not going to be covered, what's the copay going to be, who do I even call? It's a whole big thing if you're in America, and it can be a big pain if you don't use it regularly. And all of my insurance has switched a couple of years ago, and I haven't used it since. So I had no idea how any of it worked. But I got through all of that, and then yesterday, Tuesday, I scheduled a dental appointment for today, Wednesday. Well, I shouldn't say I scheduled it. I called the dentist, and they were like, let's see you tomorrow. And I said, yes, of course. And I immediately started to have extreme anxiety. And, I don't think anyone enjoys going to the dentist, but I think that some people might have less anxiety than I did all yesterday evening into this morning. But here's the interesting thing about my entrepreneurship when it comes to this type of anxiety. When I woke up this morning at roughly 5:30, I kind of made this plan the night before, but I decided to start doing a bunch of things in rigorous succession to stop me from spiraling in my own brain about the dentist. I needed to cut the grass in the backyard and trim the hedges, and I've been avoiding that. Not avoiding it, but I've been procrastinating on doing that for at least 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks. I've needed to go to the pharmacy for more allergy medicine. I've been procrastinating on that for at least a month. There are three or so videos. I mean, really, there's like five videos, but there's four videos in particular that I've needed to make, and I've been procrastinating on doing them. And I'm saying procrastinating, but that's not probably the best choice of word here, because I do spend a lot of my day working, if not most of my day working, and I do have a good ability to get into deep work. If you don't know what deep work is, look at the book by Cal Newport, I think. But I have a good ability to work and be productive. And I thought I was always being productive, but this experience taught me that might not be true. Anyway, so I woke up at 5:30. I got up, brushed my teeth, had a little bit of coffee, found some audiobooks to listen to, and I immediately went and did all of the hedge work, all of the lawn. I did the backyard, cleaned it all up, did the grass. Threw away some of these larger objects that I've been kind of congregating in the basement that I've been meaning to throw out for weeks now. Brought them to the dumpster. Dumpster's around the corner, so it's a bit of a task to bring a large bulky item around the corner, but it's doable. I've just been procrastinating on it. So did the grass, did that, did the large objects, got them to the dumpster, went to the pharmacy. This is all walking, by the way. Walked to the pharmacy, got my allergy medicine, came back home. Then I sat down and recorded three YouTube videos in quick succession. Three videos that I've been putting off that I thought were going to take forever to write and all of that stuff. Now, two of them were already scripted, but one of them I did off the cuff. And so, yeah, I was just able to, from around 6:30 to about 11:30, I was able to do weeks of work that I had been somewhat procrastinating on in a matter of a few hours. And again, this was all driven by the anxiety I had about going to the dentist. And that really taught me something today, because if you were to ask me on Monday or Tuesday, am I productive? Do I work hard? Am I using my hours effectively? I would have said yes. I spend a lot of time working on stuff. But I'm wondering to myself right now as I'm talking to you, why is it that when I needed something to do to avoid a panic attack, so to speak, I mean, I don't think it would have been that bad, but like, you know, when I was trying to occupy my mind just to not think about the dentist, why is it that all of a sudden I could cut the yard, go to the pharmacy, shower? I mean, I usually shower, but, you know, got to shower extra good after cutting the yard. Record 3 videos, one of which wasn't even scripted. To me, that teaches me a lot about what I could actually be getting done and how much more I could actually be doing, and how maybe I'm spending too much time fumbling around in my ideas of perfection, you know? I do think that videos are better when they're scripted for the most part, but maybe I don't need to script things for as long as I take. Sometimes I take weeks writing a script. Now, this is weeks on and off. I should say hours. Sometimes I take about 5 or 6 hours to write a script. Maybe I can do this with bullets and improv in an hour. Or maybe I can do it in 2 hours. Or maybe I should only script the most important videos. I'm not exactly sure what this all means just yet. But today I proved to myself that I can be doing a lot more with a lot less time. And so now the question is, well, for you, if you're in a similar situation, the question is, are you spending too much time working on things? Can you make your process more efficient? Is that possible? It most likely is. And if you're saying it isn't, that means it definitely is. And the question is, how am I going to do this in the future? How am I going to impose some more restrictions on myself or some timetables on myself so that I can be even more productive? Because it's not as though I did this stuff in the morning and then I was so exhausted. It wasn't this frantic rush kind of an energy. It was a relaxed state of getting things done in a pleasant way. And I know that there is a limit with how much you can set in terms of like schedule. I don't like some people will recommend that you block out every hour of the day, and that might work with some, but I don't personally love that idea. I like to just have lists of things that I need to do, and then I place them throughout my day when the time is right. And I always make sure I'm working throughout the day. That works for me, but maybe it doesn't work for me. Maybe it doesn't work for me. Maybe if I scheduled everything per hour, like Cal Newport would recommend, maybe that will be even better. Anyway, I think you got the point of today's episode. Think about what you're doing in your life that you might be spending too much time doing that you might be able to do shorter. And I'm going to do the same. And if I figure out the secret to making this all work, I'll be sure to share it with you real soon. Till then, I'm Andre Flood. I'll talk to you soon.